Welcome, movie fans. I am David from ThatMomentIn.com. And up next, our review of John Wick, Chapter 2. John Wick Chapter 2 is a 2017 action thriller sequel about an infamous hitman who is forced out of retirement to repay an old debt while a bounty has been put on his life. To call the first film in the series a surprise hit might be a bit of an understatement, a film that reveled purposefully in tropes only to discover some new ways to make it all work by redefining much of what the genre has come to be known for. It also gave its star a new lease in some respects by putting him in precisely the right setting and story, one to which he breathed a great deal of life. With John Wick Chapter 2 in what would seem even more surprising, the filmmakers managed to do one better, bringing the boogeyman and the genre to all new heights. It begins where the last ended, as hitman John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, goes after the men of the Russian mob who stole his beloved 1969 Boss 429 Mustang. Dispatching them with relative ease, he works his way to Abram Tassaroff, played by Peter Stormare, sparing his life and declaring peace. The sentiment is returned and a good retirement wished as they part, even as his car is left in less than perfect condition. However, not long after, once home, Santino D'Antonio, played by Riccardo Scarmaccio, an Italian crime lord looking for Wick to make good on a blood oath he made years earlier, comes calling, claiming the lavish home Wick has settled in is indebted to him and the marker Wick used to get out of the game. Wick declines initially, but when his house is leveled by an explosion, he reconsiders, taking what would seem an impossible task. Though, when it's all over, the job doesn't grant him the peace he had hoped. Both a powerful enforcer of Santino named Ares, played by Ruby Rose, sent to tie up loose ends, and a bodyguard named Cassian, played by Common, of the woman Wick is hired to kill, take after him. With a sizable bounty now on his head, Wick goes to war as hitmen come out of the woodwork looking to reap the rewards. Directed by Chad Stahelski, back in the chair helming the sequel, John Wick Chapter 2 is a brutal, sensational piece of action that never suppresses its cartoon-inspired lunacy, while at the same time keeping itself serious enough to feel surprisingly authentic, drawing upon a number of influences while setting out to establish many of their own. This includes broadening the universe where it exists, deepening the lore, and generating a fantastic set of rules and infrastructure that give the story a great sense of place, even if it all is underground to the real world layered over it. Violence can often be the breaking point for how successful a film style can be, with many of cinema's best purveyors of that action working it like it's part of the narrative. Stahelski, who has been working in stunts since 1991, and as Reeves' stunt double since Point Break, understands that the body count is only the means to an end, a way to prop up the mythology of Wick while celebrating his almost surgical precision in doing his job. But what Reeves does with it is why it works as well as it does. Aged and carrying a career's worth of action films on his back, he becomes Wick in ways that betray much of our expectations, creating something special in a role that takes the greatest advantage of Reeves as an actor in ways perhaps no film has done before. It helps that he's surrounded by a terrific cast who bring much to the film, including Ian McShane, the owner of the Continental Hotel in New York City that runs the secret operation of honorable but deadly members. He's clearly enjoying the role, as are Rose and Common, and a brief but amusing scene with Lawrence Fishburne, who you'll recall was last seen with Reeves in the Matrix trilogy. But in the end, it's the sheer energy and visual audacity of the film that breaks new ground, never feeling like it wants to be the movie's calling card, but rather something subtle, always allowing the characters to keep hold of the reins. From an electrifying scene where Wick suits up for warfare as if he's ordering fine dining, to a sequence in a hall of mirrors that feels as fresh as if it were done for the first time instead of the cliche that it really is, this movie packs huge punch. That's the movie magic of John Wick Chapter 2. Old things are seen like new, and it's a thrilling experience. Our score? 4.5 stars. Thanks for listening. For more reviews and daily posts, head on over to our website, ThatMomentIn.com.